This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm Terry Tote. Today we're talking with Jeannie Voiles from the Nokomis Homecoming Committee. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Terry.
It's good to have you in studio and the Nokomis Homecoming, which has been going on for a long time.
Yes.
We were trying to sit here and figure out how long it's been, but it's been going on for a long time. And it's this weekend.
Yes.
It's here.
Yes, it is. It begins on Friday, July 10th at 6 p.m. We'll start out with a 9U baseball tournament at the West Diamond. Carnival begins at 6 o'clock, and the beer tent also opens at 6. At 6:30, there will be bingo at the tennis courts. The fire department will be putting that on. 7 p.m., there will be a cutest baby contest at the South Stage. Always the slow pitch softball. There will be beer pong this year. The registration starts at 7 p.m. in the beer tent. And the fast pitch softball tournament begins at 7:30 p.m. Then the beer pong tournament starts at that point. And Antics will be playing at the South Stage beginning at 7:30 till 10:30 p.m.
And I guess we should mention this is all happening in Memorial Park.
Yes, it is. Yes. And then we begin again on Saturday, July 11th. It starts at 8 a.m. There'll be a 3-on-3 basketball registration, and I believe then at 9 a.m. it will start, and it is going to be held at the high school gym.
And by the way, WSMI Sports Saturday will be broadcasting live from the 3-on-3 tournament Saturday morning beginning at 9:05 on FM 106.
So. Okay.
We're kind of excited about that.
Yeah. And there'll be somebody out there to talk about that as well.
Oh, with basketball and Nokomis? Oh, yeah.
We'll have a fast pitch tournament also starting at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday. We do have advanced tickets on sale now for the carnival. They will be on sale until 3 p.m. Friday, and you can get those at either Kroger or either of the banks. And then at the carnival, they will be sold also. There's 22 tickets for $20 at the carnival, or a dollar each. The advance sales are 24 tickets for $18, and all the rides are going to take 2 to 3 tickets. So you might want to get out there and go to Kroger or the banks and get your tickets early. You'll have a significant savings there. Saturday, I'll go back to that. The slow pitch tournament again starts at 9. Then at 9 o'clock, they will be selling tickets for the chicken cook that the fire department does every year, which is a very popular thing. The chickens sell out fast, so you want to get in there and get those tickets at 9 a.m. The price is $5 per half a ticket, and the tickets have to be redeemed by 1 o'clock, and they start selling at 11. Beer tent opens at noon, goes till 12 a.m. From 1 to 4 is the 9U baseball tournament at the West Diamond. There are going to be indoor craft vendors in the air-conditioned park house from 1 to 9. And the carnival begins at 2 on Saturday, runs till 6. They have a pause for the parade, and then they will start up again at 11. At 8 and go to 11. The parade will be at 7 o'clock. The lineup will be at 6 p.m. at the city park, so you'll be up there and they'll show you where to go to line up. And at 6:30, they'll begin the judging. Then again, the carnival will start at 8, and then it will go till 11. There'll be bingo going on at that time also. And then from 9 to 11, Blend will be playing. It's an a cappella group that has been in Nokomis before in the uptown at the Pagoda. But there will be also out on the stage.
They're a very popular group.
Yes.
They've performed
yes.
at a lot of places around the central part of the state.
So. Yes, yeah, we're excited to have them. And from 9 to 12, there will also be a DJ going on in the beer tent. So then at Sunday morning on the 12th, beginning at 7 o'clock, there will be a pancake, sausage, and French toast breakfast at the Rotary Pavilion. Of course, I will be making the French toast, so everybody needs to come out because it's awesome.
Do you work on commission, Jeannie? Is that how it works?
No.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Of course not. At 9 o'clock, we'll have the old-time tractor show at the North Lawn, and it goes till 4 p.m. Also at 9 o'clock, we'll have the slow pitch tournament, and the fire department is doing a water ball registration for a water ball tournament. That tournament begins at 10 a.m. and goes till 2 p.m., and then the fast pitch tournament will start at 9:30. I know I'm throwing out a lot of times here, so this is trying to get it. We have several events planned, as you can see. The washer tournament registration begins at noon in the beer tent, and then the 9U baseball tournament then starts at the West Diamond. Beer tent opens at noon. They'll have a cruise in at the North Lawn between 1 and 3:30. Washer tournament in the beer tent then at 1 p.m. And this year we're going to be doing a pedal tractor pull, and it's going to be at the basketball park. And I think, basketball court, sorry. And I believe they've got flyers hanging out for that as well. They're going to be giving out prizes for that. 2 p.m., the Legends game, 215 Legends game, is in the air-conditioned high school gym, boys and girls, alumni basketball games.
Which has gone over very well here in the last couple years.
So. By then, you might be hot enough that you'll want to go inside.
Well, I think there's a legitimate concern there that you might need to cool down a little bit and take in some basketball.
That's why we say the air-conditioned park house has those craft vendors. So.
Yeah, very handy.
Yes.
And probably a few chairs.
There you go. If not, we'll pull one up for you.
There you go. That's right.
From 3 to 9 p.m., the carnival begins on Sunday. And at 6 p.m., they'll have the bingo again. Then at 6:30 to 8:30, Whiplash will be playing at the South Stage. And to finalize everything, at 9 p.m., we're going to have the fireworks display. That has been popular throughout the years. We're still needing donations this year, although the fund's pretty down on that, and I'm thinking if we don't get enough funds to do it this year, we may not be doing that next year.
And of course, you can talk to anybody associated with the Homecoming Committee, any of the organizations that are part of it, to help out.
Yes, they'll have several vendors out. Lots of different food items. So the church will be doing their food again this year, and Masons will have their pork chops.
And that's one thing that we should probably touch on, Jeannie, is the fact that this is a homecoming celebration for the city of Nokomis, but it's also a very valuable time for the local organizations in town.
Yes, it is. It's a fundraiser. That's why we do this every year. So everybody's out there to make money for their organizations to put back into the community. And so it's a very important event. It's what keeps Nokomis going.
And I've noticed over the years, so many people do plan vacations around the homecoming and come back home specifically to be in Nokomis during the homecoming.
Yes. I've heard there's lots of class reunions that go on that weekend as well. And I've heard of a lot of different families having company come home and it's usually a pretty good crowd.
Now, I believe you're associated with the Rotary Club.
Yes, I am.
So that's just one of the organizations. Right. Of course, there's the Rotary Club and various church organizations, and they're all involved in helping. And I guess it's a great example of how people pull together for the betterment of the community.
Exactly. We need more of that. We need to keep going with that. And we see a lot of falling out of that, but we still have those that are going strong, and we're going to try to keep this going as long as we can.
And the Nokomis Homecoming's been around long enough that the organizers know what works.
Right.
And they'll try maybe something different from time to time just to see how it
and
works.
We're always up to new ideas.
Beer pong this year.
Yes,
that's,
beer
that's
pong.
That's kind of a new thing this year. And
in the hot.
in the heat. And there'll be some competition going on there.
Yes.
And just like the washer tournament.
Correct.
You know, they will get into that very, very, very competitively. So, and generally it's a lot of fun. So.
Yes.
And one of the other things that we might mention, the cutest baby contest is one of those things where I think it draws a huge crowd.
Right. You gotta love those little cuties.
Well, just getting them out there sometimes is pretty. It's pretty steamy.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And to get them out there and get them to, you know.
And we like to invite a lot of people to bring out floats, some kind of idea to come to the parade. We'd like to get that parade going, and we like to add to it each year. I believe this year we're actually going to have the band playing in the parade. So.
And, of course, lineup will be at Fred B. Johnson Park.
Correct,
the city
yes.
park there.
Yes.
So if you decide at the last minute you'd like to be part of it, I'm sure they're not going to chase you away.
Right, even if you want to walk in there with a sign.
They'll take you.
Yeah, that's right.
And I guess one of the nice things about the Nokomis Homecoming is that you will not go away hungry. There's a lot of different food there.
Lots of food, yes.
And the chicken cook is one of those things that is kind of famous for Nokomis. I mean, they know how to fix that.
Yes, it's very good chicken. They only do that twice a year, mm-hmm. so they sell out quick. So I say you need to be there by 9 and get your tickets because mm-hmm. they sell out fast.
Jeannie, any final thoughts here before we move on? And we want to make sure and everybody knows that it's coming up this weekend
this
in Nokomis
weekend,
at Memorial Park, so you can't miss it.
We'd love to see everybody out there.
How about the fireworks? When it comes time for the fireworks, where's the best place to sit and watch the fireworks?
A lot of people like to go around the, I would say, the girls' softball field, around in that area, just around the fields and things. I don't think there's really a bad spot to watch the fireworks.
You'll have a pretty good view.
Yes.
And everybody will have some fun.
I hope so.
We're just hoping the weatherman cooperates.
Exactly.
That's always the big question, especially this year.
Put in a good word for us.
We'll try. We'll try. Jeannie Voiles with the Nokomis Homecoming Committee, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And get out there and enjoy that Nokomis Homecoming celebration coming up this weekend in the city of Nokomis. That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show. For WSMI, I'm Terry Toth.